The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, we're not sure in what you've just listened to in the Gospel this morning whether they were actually the words of Mary or whether Luke put those words into Mary's mouth. But it's a beautiful hymn, the Magnificat. You know, you can imagine Mary saying that. I've no trouble in imagining that. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She would have been very conscious of the wonder she had worked, God had worked for her, and more so for her cousin Elizabeth. And this is a very, as you can imagine, a very popular prayer in the third world and among many, many oppressed people and people who are very little in this world. And you can see the reason for that. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he's lifted up the lowly. And Mary was one of the lowly ones. She was one of the Anawen, is the word they use in Scripture. Just very ordinary, hopefully like most of us. She wasn't rich or anything. She had no great power. She was one of the powerless ones. And so today, as we read that lovely hymn from the Gospel of Luke, let us be mindful of all those in the world suffering at the moment, of all those in the world who are poor. And indeed, at the moment, we don't have to go far to see people who are struggling at the moment. People here in this country, probably, if not the richest country in the world, one of the richest countries in the world. And yet we're told that many, many children are going to bed hungry every night. Many people are having difficulty and a struggle to provide food for their families at the moment. So we, probably most of us listening or watching this Mass this morning, well, we are among, I suppose in some ways, the very blessed and among the mighty ones. If we have food and we have homes and we have shelter and we are financially secure. What a blessing that is to have today when so many people are without those things. So maybe today in preparation for Christmas you could recite that beautiful prayer again and see what you have in your life to be thankful for. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Be ever grateful and be ever thankful.